Okay, anyway, so what I want to do now that has to do also with this violence flowing down thing is an exegesis of the word fuck. Because fuck, I think, is the most amazing word in the English language because it's all of patriarchy condensed into four letters. It's really, really, really disturbing that the same word that means make love to means do great violence to. That once again, that's all of patriarchy, and that's so disturbing. It's really messed up. And it's also, frankly, really confusing because, I mean, somebody can say to me, I'm going to fuck you. And I'm like... I need more information. And the way this ties to the whole violence flowing down the hierarchy thing has to do partly with homophobia, and then also, I mean, this helped me finally understand homophobia. Okay, there's this line by Catherine MacKinnon I just love. It's man fucks woman, subject, verb, object. Man fucks woman, subject, verb, object. And, I mean, it shows how deep the objectification of women goes in this culture that within a context of a loving heterosexual relationship, it's really difficult to not objectify the woman. And so the man can say to the woman, I would like to be inside of you. You know what just happened? She's the object of the sentence. So the woman says to the man, I would like for you to be inside of me. She's still the object of the sentence. So then the man is going to try to be really feminist. He says, I would like for you to be around me. And she's like, I don't know, can you speak English? I don't know what you want. And okay, so it gets really interesting because when you conflate sex and violence, which I'm not saying they should be conflated, I'm saying patriarchy does that. When you conflate sex and violence can only flow down, that's what finally helped me understand homophobia. Because I'd never understood homophobia before, because it always seemed pretty clear to me that if you don't like homosexuals, you probably just shouldn't date one. But I finally got it, and this is back in the whole Clinton don't ask, don't tell thing, you know, where homosexuals can be in the U.S. military, but they can't talk about it, and you know all about that. Which I have to say, as just full disclosure here, that I actually agree that homosexuals should not be allowed into the U.S. military. But that probably means less than it could otherwise, because I also don't think that heterosexuals, asexuals, the transgender, and bisexuals should be allowed in the military either. Except, actually, I was thinking, what if they each had their own army? Wouldn't that be fun? It's like the bisexual brigade to the rescue, you know? Anyway, so there was this spokesman. It was a man. The spokesman, this is years ago. This is when I finally understood homophobia. The spokesman said, he was talking about why homosexuals should not be allowed in the military. And he said, can you imagine what would happen if a private has sex with a lieutenant? And I was thinking, yeah, I can imagine that, but that wasn't really his point. And he was saying that it would destroy chain of command. And not because the lieutenant would fall in love with the private and not be able to order the private to his death, but instead, notice that he said, what would happen if a private had sex with a lieutenant? He did not say, what would happen if a lieutenant has sex with a private? The reason that would destroy chain of command is because when you conflate sex and violence, and when violence can only flow down, then what that means is you have to have a fucker and a fuckee. And the fuckee has to be lower on the hierarchy than the fucker. And so when you get, like, homosexuals, then you have a fucker and a fuckee at the same level, and all the little tiny brains just seize up. Because it's blasphemy. It's, you know, actually, I think I've sort of beaten this idea to death. Okay, so if I am beating an idea to death, is that violence? Okay,